Good to have you along on this Thursday. Hi, this is Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. The time is 4 after 9. 37 Iowa Republicans are backing a lawsuit saying the Iowa Utilities Commission acted unconstitutionally in its approval of the Summit Carbon Pipeline. As IPR's Grant Leo Winterer reports, that could raise some questions for Northeast Iowa's ethanol industry.
The pipeline would connect nearly 60 ethanol plants and stretch across 5 states. One of those plants is in Charles City, which is represented by Charlie Thompson, the primary author of the suit. At a Wednesday conference, Thompson addressed ethanol concerns, saying constitutional rights shouldn't take a backseat to profits and tax breaks for businesses.
If eminent domain is, as we say, in this instance, a violation of the law, ethanol, good as it is, would need to be a secondary consideration. We follow the law, we follow the Constitution, and then we start looking at business considerations.
Lawsuits have been filed in district courts across Iowa and at the federal level. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today's sunny with a high near 86. Overnight, mostly cloudy with a low about 63. On Friday, mostly cloudy, high of 80 with gusty winds. And for the weekend, mostly cloudy Saturday, slight chance of a shower and high of 83. Sunday, partly sunny, slight chance of a shower, high near 79. On Fresh Air, the legal battles you can expect over who won the presidential election and how Democrats and Republicans are gearing up for the fight. That's tonight at 7 on Fresh Air here on WVIK Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara, WVIK News. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.